Star 106.3, Crystal and Brady, it's 23-8 thanks to Optus. Keep your mobile number and switch to Optus today. After 8 this morning, we are going to give you another chance to get $50 to spend at our State of Origin pre-game party at the brewery. That's going to be huge. Before Crystal got sick and decided not to come in today, she actually arranged for a special guest to come in and join us. Now, Crystal knows a little bit more about this than I do. Numerology. Julie, did I pronounce that correctly?
You did.
Great. Julie Noy is the Barefoot Intuitive. You can check out barefootintuitive.com.au. Am I right in saying it's like a psychic type thing, but with numbers?
Oh, if you want to look at that, but there's a bit more science to it.
Is that right?
Yes, there definitely is. Mm-hmm. Going back to Pythagoras was actually the first person who
really
found numerology, but didn't call it as such.
So what does it mean? What is it then?
It's really finding your life purpose, and that comes through adding up your date of birth.
Yeah.
There's lots of other ways that we can get into it as well, but today we'll just talk about life purpose
because
there's lots of stuff that we can talk about.
Wow. So you can have someone's date of birth.
Yep.
And you can come up with lots of different things, but one of them being what their life purpose is.
Definitely. I can pretty much give them an indication. Wow. So what I do is if they're having trouble, blocks in their life, and they want to know what they're actually here for, I can help them with that.
Is that right? Can you help me?
I can.
All right, great.
I don't know if you need much help, actually.
Well, that's a good thing to hear, I guess. I think Crystal gave you my date of birth, right?
She certainly did, which adds up to a 3.
Okay.
Which actually just gives me a really good indication of probably where you are right now. You actually are in the right career.
Really?
Definitely about expression. So you're here to learn about expression and sensitivity.
Yeah, I could work on that. I love the fact you've said I'm in the right career. Sucked into anyone who wants to call in and complain about stuff.
Yeah, no,
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, you're definitely in the right career. You need to be doing either acting or definitely media.
Yeah.
Because you project your voice.
Okay.
So, yeah, and you've got a lot of expression. So, but the other thing you've got to tackle is your perfectionism.
Yes.
Which you may have.
So I have it or I don't have it?
You will probably have it from a child, and your idea coming on this path is to work on not being so perfect and being a bit more flexible.
My wife would agree with that. She's always because she'll leave her chair untucked or something at home, and I have to get up and push it in because it annoys me. And
yeah,
okay.
So that would definitely make sense. And your sensitivity, you actually can feel what other people require. So it's not so much that you are psychic. Well, you do have strong intuition, but you're not psychic as such where you speak to the dead people. But you can feel their energy.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure if you've ever noticed that, but you can tell if somebody's depressed, anxious. And you know how to deal with them straight away with your voice.
Well, Crystal does test me out a lot because she goes through a lot of those needy emotions all day, every day. And I feel like I've learned to adapt to putting up with Crystal. So perhaps there's something in that.
Yeah, putting up with her. I love it. And she's not here to fight you on that one.
That's right. I'd say it if she was still here anyway.
That's true.
Interesting.
When you're in your positive, you'll speak from your heart, not your head. So your wife will probably say that you're actually really good at expressing yourself. And if you're not, we need to practice that one.
Okay. All right.
But you do like to be appreciated. So
just
if the wife's listening now.
Yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't hurt. When I come home, or she comes home in the afternoon, and if I've mowed the lawn, and she hasn't noticed it, I take her out there and I say, have a look at the lawn, I mowed it.
Yeah, so as much as you give, you will be a giver.
Right.
So you will give a lot, but you also do like to be appreciated and acknowledged for what you do.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
All right.
If you shut down your emotions, that you will become a little bit ill. So you do need to always work on your emotions. However, you do suffer from self-doubt, and that would have been as a child.
Yes.
But I imagine that working in this career, you've worked through that as well.
Well, I would hope so if I haven't by now. Probably. That's probably fair. This is a bit spooky, actually.
Why?
Because you got all this just from, like, my date of birth?
Yep. Certainly have.
Right.
So there's nine numbers that we mainly work on, but there are some master numbers as well. But your journey is also to trust your intuition. So if you get that gut feeling, it's right.
Okay, well, I like the sound of that. Hey, does anyone else want a reading? Do we call it a reading?
If you would like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want a numerology reading. Call now, 1300 001063. We'll take a random caller, and someone around Townsville is going to get their numbers checked right after this. Star 1063, Crystal and Brady. It's 18-8, thanks to Optus. Star 1063, Crystal and Brady. It's 12-8, thanks to Optus. Keep your mobile number and switch to Optus today. Julie Noy is with me now. She's the barefootintuitive.com.au, and as a gift for while Crystal wasn't here, she's sent Julie in to me to do a numerology reading. And right now on 1300 001063, keep those phones coming. We're going to take someone. We have a mystery caller on the line right now. I'm not going to say the name. I'm not going to say where they're from or anything like that. Are you ready for a numerology reading from Julie, caller?
Absolutely. Thanks.
Let's do it. Julie, take it away.
Hello. Firstly, I must say happy 50th this year.
Oh, thank you.
How I know that is because I'm in 71 as well. So you're also in your half of your life journey. So this is pretty exciting. And your numbers are actually the same, believe it or not, as Brady. So this is a very bizarre day.
Yeah.
So if you did hear what I said about Brady, it also is very relative to yourself. The only difference is that you also have a couple of other numbers in your chart, which is a 2 and a 1. So with all the expression and sensitivity you also need to learn, if you haven't already, you're actually got leadership skills to learn, and you do like your independence. I'm not quite sure if that relates to you or not, but that's what you're here for. And in relationships as such, you need to find cooperation and harmony.
Yeah.
So do you have any questions for me that you would like me to answer for your life purpose?
My life purpose?
Is there any blocks or anything that you'd like to discuss that I could maybe help you with right now?
I guess there's a lot I would really love to know, but it's like having a crystal ball and just trying to look at your future.
The first thing I'll tell you is you need to get rid of your self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
In yourself. Just go with whatever comes with your intuition.
Okay. Yep, that sounds cool.
Is that one of your blocks, that you don't trust yourself?
Yes, I'd say that's definitely a weakness I have. Yep, you've definitely picked up on that.
You also feel you also feel quite responsible for other people.
Yes, that definitely is true.
We need to stop that. We need to start thinking about yourself and work on yourself. What other people are doing or feeling is none of your business. I know that sounds so harsh, but I am pretty straight to the point. It's all about you now, and you've hit the stage of 50, halfway through your life, so let's go and think about yourself.
Sounds great. Bring it on.
All right. Lisa, what do you think? Did we get some insights for you there?
Yeah, definitely, Brady. Yeah, like you said, it's a bit scary hitting 50 this year, but hopefully it's sort of all up from here.
Well, I've just done it, so welcome to the 50 Club.
Thank you. It's a bit scary, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. If you'd like to contact me, you're welcome.
Thank you, I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, very interesting. Well, there you go. I've learned something about numerology today. And it's almost learning how to say it as well. Hey, Julie, if people want details, they want to get one of these like readings for themselves, they can check out your website, right?
That's for sure. They can book on there.
TheBarefootIntuitive.com.au. Crystal's going to be so upset she missed out on this. She'll be desperate. She's going to have to get on the website like everyone else who's still calling now. Hey, Julie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Star 1063.